Been doing some reading and studying lately, and I haven't just been doing that. I always do some reading and studying. But lately, what I've been reading and studying led me to a thought or a phrase that really, really struck me. And I've really been engaging with this now for about a month. And it was this phrase, that Christianity is still in its infancy. Christianity is still in its infancy. Now you say to yourself, what a long infancy. We've been around for 2,000 years. But what's being suggested is that there is so much more for us to be able to grow into. And that one of the challenges of Christianity is this, that Jesus the Christ came with a message for all of humanity, for all of creation, oftentimes referred to as the cosmic Christ, the Christ who was there at creation, the Christ who walked in Nazareth, the Christ who was raised from the dead and walks with us now, calls us to this cosmic understanding of God's all-embracing love and care for us. The difficulty is, in the ministry of Jesus, is that when he was sharing that message, it was being heard by perhaps folks whose experience of religion can be described much more of a tribal experience of religion. A tribal experience of religion. Now, tribal religion, if you study anthropology, and from the early times, the first sense we see of in this evolution of humanity is this sense of something beyond, sense of a holy, and this sense that my tribe has a god. You know, and you see the development of totems, symbols of that god. And, you know, we do things to make sure this god continues to like us. So when we have to go into battle, this god will come with us and defeat those people, that tribe, and their god as well. And this idea of kind of a tribalism. Does that make sense? Kind of a sense of, you know, we God is ours, for our people. And that the message of Jesus, the Christ, was just so beyond that. And yet, did we have the consciousness to hear it? The consciousness to accept it? In today's gospel, it's an example of that, I would suggest. What's happening in the gospel today? Jesus is in the synagogue. He's with his people. That he was being formed, in a sense of being formed by this Jewish tradition. And he's teaching in the synagogue. And it says this woman comes to him who has been ill now for 18 years. And it describes her struggles. And it says that Jesus heals her. You know, this all-embracing, all-loving, cosmic Christ, to use that phrase, reaches out to this, and she's healed. And what's the response? The Pharisees respond, whoa, 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 whoa. See, we don't do that on the Sabbath, okay? Our tribe, we have laws, we have rules, we have ways we do things, and we don't do this kind of thing on the Sabbath. And Jesus challenges that thinking. He says, you hypocrites, you hypocrites. They're not able to see this loving, healing, reconciling, transformational God that Christ is bringing. It just almost was too big to fit into this more tribal experience of God. What some have suggested in the world of spirituality and the world of theology is that as Christianity began to grow and develop, rather than growing into this more cosmic understanding of Christ, this transformational understanding of Christ, we became like many other religions, tribal. And we also took with ourselves this understanding of God that is more of a transactional relationship with God. You know, when you read ancient religions, even much of the Jewish tradition back in the Hebrew scriptures was this idea that we need to sacrifice to God. God doesn't like us very much. That's kind of one of the messages. God doesn't really like us very much. And so we have to do things to win that love, to win that care. That's a more kind of transactional sense of religion. It's not transformational. It's more transactional. We offer sacrifice. We make the gods like us. And if we make the gods like us and we do the things we're supposed to do, God will continue to like us, will treat us well. Hopefully you hear this in the correct way, but as Christians, we even took that understanding as a dominant understanding of Jesus Christ. That this Jesus preaches about this all-loving, giving, caring, healing, reconciling, transformational God. And yet, when Jesus is crucified, what's one of the dominant ways we translate, we understand that, we try to understand it is, but he really didn't like us. And Jesus had to die on the cross, have his blood shed, in order for God to start liking us. But don't get me wrong. The crucifixion is one of the deepest understandings of our faith tradition. Jesus is saying to us that this all-giving, all-loving, all-caring, all-reconciling God calls us to give of our lives, to be that loving, that giving, that caring, that reconciling, reaching out to this world and really pushing the parameters of this world. And yes, it may even require suffering. Jesus is the ultimate suffering victim who offers himself as a sign, as a symbol to us of what we're called to live into the love that this God has and to share this kind of care and this love. And yet it's been said that maybe we just haven't been able to fully grasp that. And so Christianity perhaps is still in its infancy. Perhaps we still have that to discover in our lives. Now, you read a lot today about the church is in decline, declining attendance, giving is down, membership is down throughout all the mainline churches. You read that a lot in the news. I think we're in decline. I think we're in a time of transformation. I think we're in a time of growing of ever deeper out of our infancy into the possibilities before us, perhaps into our adolescence. And adolescence is not an easy time to go through. But I think we're in the midst of this time of change, this time of growth, this time of trying to understand this Christ who calls us to know that we are loved. This God loves us and cares for us. And our life is now a response to that, not a need to earn that, but a response to that, to freely give of ourselves, freely give of our lives, and break down the barriers of tribalism that still exists today. It still exists today. We all have our gods, and yet we need to break down those walls. I think that's one of the messages that we in the Episcopal tradition are trying to call ourselves to and call the larger Christian community to, and even beyond the Christian community, to not remain tribal, but to go forth into this world. We've heard the phrases, let us go to Galilee, making disciples, making a difference, going forth into the world. And, our presiding bishop, Bishop Curry's line now, if you keep up with this, his message of, we are the Jesus movement. The Jesus movement. That idea that we are in a time and a possibility of breaking down our tribalism, breaking down the barriers and the walls that we put up to separate us from them and them from us, to break those down and be this movement that Jesus began 2,000 years ago, this movement into the world. Jesus died on the cross, was buried, and the body of Christ was raised. And we are the body of Christ. We are the ones who continue to bring forth that message, that love, that care, as we go forth today. So while we may read that gospel reading and say to ourselves, go Jesus, challenge those Pharisees, I wonder sometimes if we're those Pharisees. Oh, wait a minute, that doesn't quite fit, But are we being called to let down some of the barriers, the tribalism that we've lived in, and to join with others, to know that God cares and loves all creation, all of us, and let that love unite us, not separate us, but unite us and transform the world beyond us. I think we're in a time of transformation. I don't think we're in a time of decline. It may look different. It may sound different. It may feel different. But if we're living into that love of Christ, we're going to make a difference in the world beyond us.